And speaking of Twitter, some of you may know that I have reasonably high profile in that social media site. And if you head to my profile page, you'll see that, like many people, it features a small photograph known as an avatar. But today it emerged that I'm not the only person using that photo of myself. This afternoon, I received a tweet alerting me to the fact that my photo was used in a promotional video by the technology company that makes BlackBerry devices. As an ABC journalist who tries to guard his integrity, I mentioned that I wasn't too happy about this. The company says it's looking into how it all came about. But the case raises questions about who can use photos of you and to what end. Ashley Hall reports.
For the Australian editor of the website techrepublic.com, Chris Duckett, previewing promotional videos for technology companies is a fairly routine part of his workday. But as he viewed a video purportedly promoting BlackBerry's vision of the future today, he stumbled across some familiar faces.
There were a couple of photos I recognised, one of which being PM guy Mark Colvin.
So they just stood out from the video?
The screen panned down and you just saw them there on the left-hand side as avatars, and I'm like, I recognise that one for sure.
But they don't use the real names, do they?
No, Mark is known as Chris Bulino, I believe. And yeah, there were fake names attached to everyone, but clearly it was the exact image that Mark uses as his avatar on Twitter.
There's a disclaimer at the end of the video, but that's not quite what it seems either.
Look at the last 2 seconds where it has the disclaimer that all people in there are fictional and do not represent the products that they're promoting, which is clearly their products.
So the last bit would be right, but not so fictional.
Yeah, the people are fictional. Their photos, though, are not.
Chris Duckett has a theory about how the pictures came to be used.
They'll probably set up some sort of Twitter feed, presumably of someone probably in the marketing, which might explain why the journalists are there, and they just fed them through, gave them fake names, and it just happened that there was someone there that we recognised.
So far, the makers of BlackBerry Research in Motion have been unable to say how the photo was sourced or even where the video was made, but they say they are looking into it. The social media giant Twitter has not yet responded to PM's inquiries. Dr. Matthew Rimmer is an associate professor of law at the Australian National University. He says this case raises questions about the photograph owner's personality rights.
The famous case called Henderson versus the Radio Corporation, strictly for dancing, volume one, intended for dance instructors, kind of featured promptly on the cover a photograph of a famous pair of professional ballroom dancers. The English company who used the image had never heard of the Hendersons, but there was, you know, an argument in this kind of particular case that evidence showed that the purchasers in Australia thought that the ballroom dancers had some way endorsed the record.
This field of property law was further entrenched in Australia in the 1990s when a slew of well-known sports personalities sued a number of companies over the use of their image in advertising.
The interesting thing about the protection of personality rights in Australia is that they have been kind of extended to provide protection of character merchandising. In the 1990s, the makers of The Simpsons brought action against the South Australian Brewing Company in relation to their product Duff Beer, which was suggested was misleading and deceptive in the sense that it kind of suggested that there was some sort of a connection with The Simpsons.
What about in the cases where we sign up for a website and we accept the terms and conditions, and often in those terms and conditions there is a clause that indicates that acceptance of these terms and conditions bestows the intellectual property in whatever we post on this website in the owner of the website. Does that void our personality rights to our material?
Well, there's been a lot of debate over terms of use in relation to social networking sites. So in particular, there has been a very interesting case involving a girl based in Texas complaining about Virgin Mobile in Australia using a photograph of her in what she alleged was a derogatory fashion in a series of advertisements by Virgin. And there was a lot of debate about whether the terms and conditions in which the photograph was released, whether or not Virgin was allowed to make a commercial use of that kind of particular picture in terms of copyright law. But I guess there are also larger questions there about privacy and personality rights and defamation as well.
Dr. Rimmer says the rise of social media has presented a new challenge in this area of the law, as judges try to balance the rights of those who appear in images against the need to protect freedom of speech and artistic expression.
Ashley Hall.